Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Friday, December 11th. What to know about another major step for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, the latest vote of confidence, and how soon Americans could start getting the shots. Also, what lawsuit President Trump is calling the big one, and who Time magazine picked as its 2020 Person of the Year. Plus, the meteor shower peaking this weekend, more new movies going straight to streaming, and how 900 people paid it forward in just one town. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The U.S. is now one step closer to having a COVID-19 vaccine. A panel of experts overwhelmingly voted yes to Pfizer's vaccine candidate recommending the FDA issue an emergency use authorization. The FDA does not have to follow that recommendation, but it usually does, and it's expected to this time as well. Authorization could come by the end of this weekend, and the first Americans are expected to be vaccinated in a matter of days. Before the FDA panel's actual vote yesterday, the committee discussed a lot of issues related to the vaccine. For example, they talked about concerns of vaccinating people with allergies. Also, as Stat News reports, the real sticking point seems to be whether 16 and 17-year-olds should get the shot, or if adults should be considered 18 and up. Some felt there's not enough research on how the shots affect kids and teens just yet. At the end of the day, though, the vote came down 17-4, with most experts endorsing the vaccine for Americans 16 and older. So we'll see what the full FDA decides very soon. Now, keep in mind, Pfizer is not going to stop researching this vaccine. The drug maker plans to study long-term effects, possible allergic reactions, and the results in high-risk people like pregnant women and cancer patients. Also, Pfizer already started testing its vaccine on kids as young as 12 years old. Another drug maker, Moderna, started doing the same yesterday. Both Pfizer and Moderna are hoping to have final data from these trials with teens before the 2021 school year. And by the way, the same expert panel that met yesterday is also scheduled to meet next week to consider the Moderna vaccine option, and it's expected to recommend that one as well. Then AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson are expected to apply for emergency use authorization after the new year. They're wrapping up their final phase trials now. More than 100 Republicans in Congress are supporting a lawsuit that questions election results. That means roughly one quarter of the U.S. House believes the Supreme Court should overturn the outcome of the presidential election. And President Trump is calling this case the big one. It all started with the attorney general in Texas. He filed a lawsuit earlier this week asking the Supreme Court to overturn election results in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. All four are battleground states where President Trump won in 2016, but lost to President-elect Joe Biden this year, and the results have already been certified. However, this time around, the Texas AG says those states used the coronavirus pandemic as an excuse to illegally change voting laws that skewed the results. So he says those states' votes should not count. 106 GOP House members are backing that lawsuit by signing a legal brief. Now, keep in mind, some of them were actually reelected in those same states on those same ballots they're calling into question. But some other Republicans on Capitol Hill were skeptical about the suit or just avoided questions about it completely. Up to this point, there's been no evidence of widespread election fraud. Dozens of challenges have been thrown out in lower courts, and the Justice Department came to the same conclusion that there was no widespread fraud. Already, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin responded to this latest lawsuit, calling it bogus and absurd. So we'll see whether the U.S. Supreme Court will take up the case this time around. One more note, Thousands of Trump supporters are expected to rally in the streets of the nation's capital this weekend. The group Women for America First is holding the event tomorrow. President-elect Joe Biden chose two more of his longtime colleagues to join his staff at the White House. First, Biden tapped Dennis McDonough to be his Secretary of Veterans Affairs. McDonough worked for President Obama, first as Deputy National Security Advisor and then Chief of Staff. Politico says Biden chose him because he understands government and is crisis-tested. But the choice is getting some backlash from veteran service organizations who expected the president-elect to pick a war veteran to lead the VA. This nomination does have to be confirmed by the Senate, so stay tuned. Next up, the president-elect picked Susan Rice to lead the Domestic Policy Council. Most analysts expected Biden to put Rice on his team, but not for this job, since most of her experience is in foreign policy. But Axios said Biden may have worried about Rice not being able to get through the Senate confirmation hearings that are required for foreign policy roles. When she was the UN ambassador during the Obama presidency, she often clashed with Republican senators at hearings. But this domestic policy position does not need Senate confirmation. So she'll be able to start right away on policy proposals involving immigration, clean energy, education, racial equality, and more. By the way, President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris together were just named Time Magazine's 2020 Person of the Year. Most years, this honor goes to one person, and Time has never chosen a vice president. But this year was different. Time's editor-in-chief said his team picked both of them because they, quote, will shape the nation's role in the world and the future of the American experiment. More news still ahead, but first, this episode is brought to you by Native. With the holiday season here, we're all getting into the spirit by indulging in the sights and sounds and scents of the season. So you know I updated my Native collection. I even got their fun candy cane holiday scent deodorant. It makes me smile and feel pretty festive every time I put it on. By the way, all the Native products are perfect for sweet-smelling stocking stuffers as well. Whether you want a festive scent or not, you already know I'm a huge fan of Native deodorants because they don't just block odor better, they're made better with ingredients that I trust and that you've actually heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. Native never uses ingredients like aluminum, parabens, sulfates, or talc. Plus, it's risk-free to try with free shipping in the U.S. and free 30-day returns and exchanges. So shop Native's holiday collection today by going to nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo, nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the code newsworthy at checkout for 20% off your first order. All right, now back to the news. Airbnb's public debut certainly made a splash. Shares closed at nearly $145 apiece yesterday. That's more than double how they started. The IPO was already the biggest of the year, and the closing price gave the home sharing company a $100 billion valuation. This is despite the fact that it's had a pretty rocky year. Remember, its profits tumbled when the pandemic forced travelers to cancel their vacations, but the company has since rebounded somewhat. It's not quite making pre-pandemic money, but it's bounced back faster than traditional hotels. Either way, investors seem to be optimistic, and Airbnb is thrilled. At least one longtime college football rivalry lives on this weekend. The 121st Army-Navy game will happen tomorrow, just as it has through many crises, including both world wars. But because of COVID-19, it will not look or feel much like it usually does. For starters, it's being played at West Point's Mikey Stadium for the first time in 77 years and for only the fourth time in history. Both schools agreed to move it from the usual site in Pennsylvania because Pennsylvania is limiting attendance on even outdoor events right now. But Mikey Stadium is on the Army post, so it's not subject to local COVID-related protocols. Not many fans will be allowed, but the Navy's Brigade of Midshipmen and Army's Corps of Cadets will be there. Or in other words, the student section will be there, and that's about 9,000 people. President Trump is also scheduled to fly in. If you're watching on TV, you'll see plenty of the Army-Navy traditions like the march-ons, the flyovers, and the school songs. It happens this Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Former NFL player and current civil rights advocate Colin Kaepernick is getting his own flavor of Ben & Jerry's ice cream. It's called Change the World, spelled W-H-I-R-L-E-D. Ben & Jerry's says it's doing this to honor Kaepernick's courage. Of course, he was the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers when he protested racial injustice by taking a knee during the national anthem, and it caused quite the controversy. Some argue he even lost his job because of it. He has not played in the NFL since the 2016 season. That said, Kaepernick has continued fighting racial injustice off the field, and now Ben & Jerry's is making an ice cream flavor with his name on it. A portion of the proceeds will go to Kaepernick's nonprofit called Know Your Rights. The new ice cream will launch sometime next year. The streaming service Disney Plus will get immediate access to some of Disney's new releases from some of its biggest franchises, meaning Disney will add some of its new shows and movies directly to streaming over the next few years. And for some movies, they'll be available the same day they hit theaters. The list includes 10 Star Wars shows, 10 Marvel shows, 15 live-action or animated series, and 15 new Disney or Pixar movies. The Verge reports Disney's commitment to launch so much new content shows it's confident its streaming service will do well in the long run. Remember, Disney Plus launched about a year ago, and it has since grown to 86 million subscribers. Also in entertainment, Taylor Swift released her second surprise album of the year. This one is called Evermore, and as Swift puts it, it's the sister record to the album she released in July called Folklore. That album got a ton of praise and has been nominated for 5 Grammy Awards. But Swift says she just could not stop writing music. So she partnered up with the same creative team and churned out Evermore. It dropped at midnight, along with a music video for the album's first single called Willow. One of the biggest meteor showers of the year will peak this weekend. We're talking about the Geminid meteor shower. It happens every December when Earth passes through a trail of debris from a small asteroid. And this year, the best time to watch it is this Sunday night into Monday morning. During that window of time, up to 120 meteors could go streaking across the sky every hour. CBS News reports the meteors are often bright and yellow in color, so they're pretty easy to spot as long as the sky is clear. And this year, they're peaking around the time of a new moon, meaning they'll stand out even more against the extra dark sky. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode is brought to you by Fitbod. Fitbod is a smart fitness app that learns about your abilities more and more with each of your workouts and plans exercises designed to maximize your results. No more wondering what workout you should be doing today or how to switch it up. I like that Fitbod always cycles new exercises into the mix to keep workouts fun and fresh. And you can use it anywhere, whether you're at home, at the gym, or on the road. I've created 2 setups that I can easily switch between on the app, one using just my body weight and one using my at-home equipment. But if you prefer going to the gym, it can incorporate all of that equipment as well. Fitbod workouts are balanced to give you results while also avoiding overworking the same muscles, and it's super easy to use. Plus, it's way more affordable than personalized training in person. So get a personalized fitness plan that helps you work out smarter at fitbod.me/newsworthy. Try Fitbod for free for 1 whole month when you sign up today at fitbod.me/newsworthy. That's 1 free month when you sign up at fitbod.me/newsworthy. And now back to Feel Good Friday. And today we're talking about a massive pay it forward chain in a Dairy Queen drive-thru. More than 900 cars ended up passing through the drive-thru, and one after another, they each paid for the person behind them. This happened in a town in central Minnesota, about 2 hours northwest of Minneapolis. And it all started when a man asked to pay for the person in line behind him. And that person did the same, as did the next, and so on. The pay it forward chain was not broken for the better part of 3 days, and it totaled in at about $10,000 in sales. Word quickly spread about this on social media as well. And NBC News reports one person even called the store offering to put money on a gift card in the event that someone in line could not pay it forward. The Dairy Queen workers say they had never seen anything like this. They say they've definitely been energized and uplifted by the experience. Pay it forward chains have also happened at other fast food restaurants around the country. In fact, Starbucks had one that hit 750 people one time, and other food chains have reported some that got to 100 or more than 200 people. All right, thank you so much for listening today, and as always, for sharing the show. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.